We are 13 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Dalid Omid Beis. Another new sugya based on the Mishnah. There was a conversation between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yoshua about why Gevinas Beis Unniki is prohibited here ba'achila, as Rashi wants to argue. In other words, Rabbi Meir would say it's asher behana, and the Chachamim would say it's asher be'achila, and their conversation revolved around the Chachamim's approach, why is it only asher ba'achila? Anyhow, we're going to get back to that conversation at the end of this sugya, but at the outset, there's a different discussion. Amar Rav Ach Devoy, Amar Rav, Hamakadesh beperesh shor haniskal mikudeshes beperesh egle avodas kachavim ein mikudeshes. If a man betroths a woman with the dung of an ox which is about to be put to death, that's betrothal. They're betrothed. It's considered something of value. You know, it's a waste, whatever, it is valuable, it's at least a sheva pruta, and therefore they're betrothed. But with the waste or the dung of a calf that was used for avodah zarah, they're not betrothed. So what's the difference? Why by the shor haniskal, the dung from a shor haniskal, they're mikudeshes, but with the avodah kachavim, they're not mikudeshes? Ibois ema svara, ibois ema kra. I can prove it to you logically and also textually. Ibois ema svara, the logic is as follows. Gabe egli avodas kachavim nichale benefiche. Benafche. With regards to the calf that was used for avodah zarah, the owner of the animal, who's an idolater, is happy that the animal is fattened up by the waste inside of his body. He wants it to be fatter because it looks more appealing to his deity when he offers it as a korban. Therefore, the waste or the dung is considered part of the animal, and therefore the entire animal is asur bihana, so the waste is asur bihana as well. Aval gabe shor haniska, but with regards to an ox that was condemned to death, lo nichle benafche. The owner of the animal doesn't care whether it's fatter or skinnier. The owner won't get any benefit from this animal because it's being stoned. Therefore, the waste, the dung inside of the animal, is not considered part of the animal. It's considered separate, and therefore, you can betroth a woman with that waste. So that's the logical proof. Ibois emakra, there's also a textual source, which is as follows. Ksiv hacha, with regards to avodah zarah, it says, v'lo yitbak biyadcha me'uma, nothing should be cling to you, even the waste, as Rashi says, nothing should cling to you, it should be totally separate, all usher to you. But with regards to shor haniskal, ksiv hasam, sakol yisakel hashor, v'lo yochal es bisaro. Bisaro asur hapersha muteris. The basar is asur to eat, but the waste would be permissible, not to eat, but to get benefit from. And therefore, if you betroth a woman with the waste of a shor haniskal, she is mikudeshes. So that is the Gemara building up to now, back to our sugya, which we'll get to now. Amar Rava, Tarvayu Tanani. The truth is that both of these ideas have been taught already. Where have they been taught? They've been taught in our Mishnah. Not explicitly, but there's a hint to these ideas already in our Mishnah. How so? Midika Amrle, from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yishmael when he was asked, why is Gevinas Ovdei Kachavim Asur? Why are you not allowed to eat the Gevina of an idolater? And Rabbi Yehoshua answered, Mibnei Shema Amidin Bekevas Nevela. He said the reason is that because the cheese is curdling in the keva of a nevela, it's sitting in the udder of an animal, which is a nevela, and therefore it would be usher to eat, because you can't eat a nevela, so whatever is inside of the nevela, you can't eat it. The Kamahadr lay, and then Rabbi Yishmael said back to Rabbi Yeshua, wait a second, Vahalo Kevas Ola Chamur Mi Kevas Nevela, but with regards to the milk, which is the keva, which is inside of the korban ola, even though it has stricter halachos than an avela, nevertheless, a kohen is allowed to swallow the milk from the animal. So what do you see? Michlal di isure hana sharo pershayu. Even though the animal, the kevas ola, was asur behana, it's more chamor than the kevas nevela. So it's asur behana, whereas the kevas nevela is only asur beachila. Nevertheless, the kohen is allowed to swallow it. So there, because that's why, because that milk is not connected to the animal. Similarly here too, even though it's asur behana, the shor haniskal is asur behana, the waste is not considered part of the animal. So you already see an allusion to the svara of why the shor haniskal, if a man betroths a woman with the waste of a shor haniskal, she is mikudeshes. And furthermore, says Rava, umi deka amrele mibnei shema amider nosa bekevas egli avodas kochavim, and from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua the second time around told Rabbi Yishmael the reason why you can't have gevinas of the kochavim is because the milk is kept in the keva of the calf, which was set for avodah zara. So it's an avodah zara problem, not simply an avela problem, which makes it even worse. The kamahadrele, and then Rabbi Yishmael said to him, well, if that's the case, im kein lema lo asrua behana, then it should be prohibited from getting benefit, not just from eating it, because idolatry, things that are usher because of avodas kochavim, is usher not just to eat, but also to get benefit from. But from that response, what do you see? Michlal da avodas kochavim usher pershayu. You also see that whenever you're dealing with something which has to do with avodah zara, its waste will be prohibited. Therefore, if a person wants to betroth a woman with the waste of an animal which was for avodah zara, ain't any kodeshes. So there you see now the statement from Rav Achtavoy in the name of Rav: if a man betroths a woman with the waste of a shor haniskal, it's mikudeshes, and with the waste of an egle avodas kochavim, it's ainam mikudeshes. So now we have a svara, we have a kra, and we have a source also in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara gets back to our Mishnah itself, and wants to tackle that question. Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi Yeshua, that the fact that the milk is being kept in the keva of the kochavim, that would make it asur behana. So why didn't Rabbi Yeshua respond back to him that no, it doesn't have to be asur behana? Right? Rabbi Yeshua just changed topics and they went on to another discussion in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yeshua had an answer to give to him. He should have said, as the Gemara asks, "Vila hadrlay mishum deleseli sura beine." You know why the keva is the gevinas akum is not asur behana, even though it was kept in the keva of an oveda of an egle avodas kochavim? It's because you can't see the isur be'ein; it's not visible. The rennet is mixed into other milk and it makes cheese, so it's not visible. Since it's not visible, we don't have to be machmir on its isur behana. We'll only say it's asur be'achila. But Rabbi Yeshua didn't give that answer. Why not? And furthermore, Tahamurias l'Rabbanan de lo asrua behana, my time alam mishem de leisei lisura beene. By Murios, the Rabbanan said that the Murios, with regards to the fish, getting the fat out of the fish, that there's a potential that there's wine that comes out of it. The Rabbanan said the only prohibition is achila, not hana. Well, why not? Must be that the reason is because you can't see the isur be'ein, you can't see the wine. It's absorbed into the rest of the oils and whatever the food that's being produced. If the isur is not be'ein, there's no prohibition from getting benefit. It's just achila. So the same thing here. Why should we prohibit it asur behana if it's Rabbi Shu would have simply answered the reason why it's only prohibited by achila is because the isur is not be'ein and you could get benefit from it. But he didn't give that answer. Why not, Amri? Because Rabbi Shmuel could have responded back, "Hacha kivan to okme kamokim chashiv lekman to isali surabena." Since the rennet is essentially the agent in causing the milk to turn into cheese, even though the Isser is not be'ain, it's not visible, it is considered chashiv, it is unique, and therefore we automatically view it as if the Isser is be'ain. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua never came back with a response. Again, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, Gevinas Akum is only Asar Be'achila, not Behana, but the rationale behind it, why it's only Asar Be'achila and not Behana, there isn't a clear answer at this point.